Being a senior in college, the March of 2020 was pretty much a plot out of a teen sci-fi movie. Their worlds were turned upside down by a virus no one could cure. You can ask any Blue Hen where they were when UD shut down. For graduated senior Pat Teague, it was his 22nd birthday.
It was like, what do you mean we're going to be shutting down?
Just like that, the class of 2020 had to cut ties with Newark for good. No more late nights cramming at the library. No more regrettable Saturdays at grottos. No more college. Everyone was headed home. Even professors like Juliet D were at a loss for words.
It really hit me on Thursday, March 12th, that I had been so lucky to be teaching in person.
Professor D planned to give an exam to 520 students that day. Instead, she couldn't get Joni Mitchell's song, Big Yellow Taxi, out of her head.
But that refrain from that Joni Mitchell sang, that kept going through my mind for the rest of the spring.
It was true. No one knew what they had until it was gone. For many seniors, reality kicked in when they found themselves finishing their degree from their childhood bedrooms and searching for jobs that just didn't seem promising.
I have a folder on my desktop of every cover letter I ever wrote, and there's 106 of them.
In between cover letters, Pat started a podcast called Fun Employment, a word he made up to describe the condition of being employed or unemployed and having fun doing it, something many people needed to hear.
And so it was all the while like a creative outlet and at the same time a way for me to like make myself more valuable to employers by having this like audio resume, so to speak.
For other graduates, this time of isolation forced them to learn more about themselves. Carrie Steve believes quarantine better prepared her for her graduate program at Thomas Jefferson University.
I think it gave me opportunity to learn a lot more about myself, and it allowed me to realize that I was a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Although UD shutting down its campus doesn't even compare to the tragedies that have come with COVID-19, it taught the class of 2020 that sometimes life doesn't go as planned. Living in these uncertain times, all you can do is take time to appreciate what makes you happy. Be present, be positive, be proud to be a Blue Hen. For UD News, I'm Callie Westerland.